All right. Hello, everyone at home. Welcome to this week's episode of The Official Podcast. It's a show, and it's on the internet, and it's hosted by four boys or men, depending on which way you look at us. I'm Jackson. There's Andrew, Charlie, and Kai. And joining us this week is internet personality Shammy TV, also known as Avery. How's it going, man?
It's going just fine.
For anyone who doesn't know you, why don't you let everyone know what you do?
I just do fucking game review shit. I can swear on this, right?
No. Cut it out.
I do game review stuff. And I talk through photographs of an owl. Because I probably need help, but I don't know. It's working out all right so far.
Yeah, I'd say you're doing just fine on YouTube. Yeah.
Any reason for the owl?
I was just about to ask that.
That's always the first question.
Of course. We got to get it out of the way.
Well, I mean, it's... I've answered this a few times, and a big one is I don't want to show my face. I knew I wanted some kind of visual representation for myself in the videos themselves at some point. And I didn't want to do the cartoon avatar thing because I think that's really overdone. And also the whole thing with it's such a classic. Usually it's used as an excuse when someone fucks something up, but like the it's a character thing. And part of the idea is that it's supposed to let you know that you're not supposed to be taking it very seriously because it's a photograph of an owl making silly faces at you, talking about video games, but
like a children's show.
Exactly. Yeah. Sure.
Like a mask.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. It's just I didn't want to show my face and I wanted something to represent myself. Plus, owls are cool.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah. So you're flouncing around with the idea that, like, you're Tony the Tiger when presenting this kind of info.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So do you two, just like Tony the Tiger, get constant spam and flame messages about how people want to fuck you?
Not often, but sometimes, yeah. It's certainly a thing.
I'm sure you're aware of that. Are you other boys aware of this whole thing?
The Tony the Tiger thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you guys not know about this?
You guys don't know about the Tony the Tiger thing?
You don't know why Tony the Tiger's Twitter account is shut down?
No. You had a Twitter account?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a Twitter account for Tony the Tiger, and a bunch of furries started replying to all of Tony the Tiger's tweets saying, "Oh, Daddy Tony," and all that shit. And,
wonderful.
Like, and even beyond that, just stuff like "fuck me in the ass, Tony." Yeah, I want you to bend me over a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
It's,
shit like that.
It's very explicit. And then whoever was running that account made the biggest mistake I think they possibly could have by acknowledging it and saying they want them to stop, which only made it way worse.
How do you have a job in social media and expect that to be the proper outcome of what you want to do? Jesus
inspiration.
Christ.
Like, what else are you going to do? Like, you're getting fucking spammed dicks.
He's getting spanked in the office by his bosses, and that's the best he could come up with?
I don't know.
Well, how would you combat it?
How would I combat it?
I would put out a Tony the Tiger porn video.
I wouldn't. I would exactly. I would Chester the Cheeto that shit. That one. I would do that shit, because one of the fucking things that came out of that is the Chester the Cheetah Twitter account. They tweeted out like, "Hey, if Tony won't take you, we will."
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm amazed you guys have never heard about that.
It's good to see companies are now finally realizing that there's a big untapped market of furry, horny furries.
Yeah,
because if Patreon
or just
is
horny audiences in general, really.
Well, yeah, if Patreon is anything to go by, man, fetish pornography will pay dividends. There needs to be a cereal just made for that kind of shit.
I don't know if cereal is the right move, but something, yeah, certainly.
I honestly think it's like prime time to start the furry stuff. I was thinking about that myself. Like, if I was going to do furry shit, what would I start doing now and how?
Yeah.
That is a good question, actually. Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you mean on Patreon?
I have so many. I'm so goddamn tired of meeting all these people who are good at art. And I tell them, just pander to these degenerates. You don't have to use your real name. Make up an alias. and draw furry porn and make tens of thousands of dollars.
In fucking, to play devil's advocate, it's not just pandering to these degenerates, it's pandering to the only fucking people on the internet who are actually willing to pay for art.
That too.
That's a huge point.
You can shit on furries all you want and dump on if it's a bad or good community, please, whatever. They pay so much money for this stuff. It's absurd. It's unreal.
Yeah.
What was the biggest guy? Jay Naylor. It doesn't like Jay Naylor, the biggest one, make like $250,000 a month or some shit.
I don't know. The biggest one that I was ever aware of is this guy named Feck, F-E-K. He did like, I'm literally only aware of his Patreon because someone sent it to me one time. Feck.
I don't know. They make a lot, though. It's upsetting because somebody was sharing this thread on Twitter about how one of them... Again, I love how sometimes, occasionally, like, one of these furries gets caught red-handed, like, raping animals or something, and then...
Oh, you're talking... Yeah.
Everybody who points it out gets shit instead of the furry who's, like, fucking roadkill or raping dogs or something. I hate this shit.
I've not seen anyone pointing it out getting shit.
I do.
Who are you talking about? I haven't heard of this.
Is this still Tony the Tiger?
No, this is not Tony the Tiger. Really.
This is the bold new flavor of Frosted Flakes here.
This is a thing that happened. I like that I'm on, and before we talk about literally anything, it just becomes, hey, furries.
I'll put it in the general. I don't want to mention this person's Patreon.
Yeah. Wait, hang on.
For obvious reasons. But the point is that there's a lot of these forums where these, it's not just furry, it's, you know, actually fucking dogs and all that sort of stuff. And they have accounts on Patreon, and Patreon, you know, they don't want to ban this person because they have bigger fish to fry, like people saying mean things on the internet. They don't really have time to ban people who fuck cats. It's a kind of upsetting sometimes.
So I don't have time to read this massive thread while on the show. So can someone sum this up to me?
Yeah.
Avery?
Well, this is different than the situation that I was thinking of.
I want to point out with this thread, though, is that the man reporting this is the Twitter handle based on a fucking detective. Yeah. Based on fucking the L.A. Noir detective. I appreciate that.
I like that, too. He's committed.
He's going with the bit. What can I say?
Jackson, the gist of it is that I guess these guys have like an underground forum. The, how do you pronounce it? The bestiality people.
Bestiality.
The people who are into animals, zoophiles, whatever you want to call them. And one of them on the forum is bragging about his or her Patreon account and telling people to subscribe so they can get actual animal porn, not drawn shit, but real life. Life action animal porn.
Wow.
And yeah, it's upsetting to me, to someone like me as a, you know, I like puppies.
Well, it's
and
upsetting to anyone with any kind of sensibilities of any kind.
Yeah, that's fucking,
it just,
old.
I fucking miss the days. I don't know if you guys remember the days when diaper fetishists and the adult baby diapers and furries, they were considered cringy instead of like brave and stunning. I miss those days, man.
Oh, diaper community got fucking run off the internet, man. Well, no, I feel bad for the diaper community. Yeah. Like, I remember on a couple episodes back to any podcast veterans, I was trying to find the diaper fetishism, the ABDL's dating site, where they would go like through like the profiles and shitting their diapers and sleeping in it and stuff. The site got deleted, it turns out. So they got literally ridiculed off the internet. If they had only come like 2 years later, they'd be fucking heroes to the internet.
They would be, holy shit.
Why don't they make a resurgence then?
I think it's dead, man. They've all moved on to other fetishes. That movement was stopped.
What's the trajectory there? Like, where do you go from diapers in your mind?
There's no telling.
Furries, I guess.
The Oval Office, no. I couldn't tell you.
Well, that's a Venn diagram, Kaya.
Yeah, that's what I always say, is these people on a Venn diagram, those circles mostly overlap. All these fucked up things, which is fine, but can we go back to making fun of them instead of giving them awards and shit and calling people
like
biggest for making fun of them?
Yeah, I easily get away with making fun of them.
I think a lot of people still make fun of them, and I think the people that do make fun of them get far more traction and attention than the people who support them.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't get a fucking game award, all right?
What do you want? He wants a golden cast statue of his body brought to his apartment that says, "You made fun of someone on the internet. Good job.
You roasted them."
That,
That guy didn't get the game award for being a furry.
Yes,
as
he
well.
Did. It was just fan a furry voting. That... He 100% got it because he's a furry.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fan voted award, yeah.
Thank you, Avery, for taking some of the heats. Now you're going to get like 5% of the shit that furries are going to give us again.
Whatever.
Thank you for bringing that up, Avery. I would love to hear your opinion on Sonic Fox in general and what he's doing in the fighting game community.
I think Sonic Fox is super overrated. And I find the I'm gay shit constantly super annoying. That's pretty
give
much
him
my
shit.
Time with
stop
you.
Fucking spamming my Twitter with your retarded opinions about how I mean to furries. Go to Avery's Twitter. Avery, what is your Twitter?
I'm allowed to be. If anything, that's I feel like if anything, that'll make people more annoyed. I'm a fucking race traitor.
Stop.
I'm with you on Sonic Fox.
Also,
though,
for the record, because I feel like this is because his whole thing that happened recently was the fucking people who say that being gay isn't a personality are 100% homophobic. I'm bisexual. And I think it's annoying. Like, I haven't seen any straight people complaining about that. The only people I know of who take issue with that are, like, LGBT.
I mean, it's almost like people can be a lot of things, but they don't have to wave the fact that they are things in other people's faces.
Yeah. I don't talk
like
about
24/7.
Anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
I was cool with Sonic Fox. I liked Sonic Fox a lot when it was first kind of a thing. And I was like, okay, that's neat, fine. But now I think it's getting a little... Like the it's becoming his personality, and I don't. Yeah. I'm not.
Well,
I'm not
I mean, it's just
that.
He. It's just constantly he gets praise and rewarded for it. So it's like, and he's young. Like he's fucking. He's 19, I think. How old is
20,
he?
20, I believe. 20.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's young, and he's just getting constant like
attention
and praise for doing this thing. So I mean, it's natural that he'd want to keep doing it. But
Charlie Jackson, your thoughts?
Yeah,
I've only ever seen him play games, and then that was the first time I ever actually like heard him speak. I think he's good at the games. I don't know much about his personality.
I've never even tried Tony the Tiger's cereal.
You never even had Frosted Flakes. You can't join in on this discussion.
You ever had Cheetos?
I didn't do my research. I have had Cheetos.
Oh,
is that the
news.
Same thing? Oh no, that's Chester.
No, yeah, Cheetos is chips. Chester, no, oh fuck. Tony is cereal. No. Cheetos is chips.
Yeah,
but Cheetos is Chester. Chester's ballpark.
Chester's the one who accepted the furries, though. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he welcomed them with open arms, and then it lasted. That lasted for a week, and then it died instantly because he wasn't.
See, that's what
it.
They should have done. Yeah. Just accept it.
Yeah,
just accept it. That's what you have to do with these internet things.
Calling it out never stops it. You always just kind of have to let it peter out on its own. That's all that will ever work.
It's like the advice that adults give with bullies is just let them do their thing and then they'll get bored.
That explains a lot about your personality. But no, what,
exactly.
What I was
Jackson,
told.
Give me your lunch money, by the way. You're late, dork.
Speaking of bullies, though, this don't worry, I'm not going to get political, but have you guys seen Trump doing this feast for some NBA team with where he put out a bunch of fast food on a table and he posed with the photo?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. I saw the photos.
I loved this article that said that people were scared of criticizing it because they were scared that Wendy's Twitter account would talk shit about him. I love Wendy's Twitter.
That's pretty good. That's fantastic.
They're good at Twitter.
Oh, man. Let's talk about that for a minute. Wendy's social marketing team is fucking slam dunking it lately.
They're the pioneers.
They are wrecking house with every single decision they make. They are just on top.
See, they've also ruined it now.
Yeah, because everyone wants to be Wendy's.
Yeah, everyone wants to.
Every
do
company
it.
Has yeah, to be yeah. like, yeah, we're totally red it's... and on board. Loading the dungeon, everybody. Discord server is down. Whoa, who's raiding us?
It's the same shit that happened with Old Spice, where back when the Old Spice commercials came out, you had this really weird and absurdist advertising featuring
like
bizarre
breaking
premises.
The fourth wall, basically.
Exactly, breaking the fourth wall and really weird like ideas and concepts. And then after that, just every company tried to make these like weird abstract commercials that just did not work at all.
Do you guys remember the PS3 commercials?
Oh, those,
super
those
edgy
were
ones?
Great. Is that the one with the little baby in the room that
baby,
would laugh
yeah.
at you?
Yeah.
All the ones that felt like I was having a nightmare.
Really have made you, me want to buy a PS3.
Have you seen their fucking print ads too in magazines?
From that era?
Man.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they
oh, wait,
did
no,
some
I have.
Fucking some baffling shit. I think it was the PS2 where one of it was all like you can play as if you're everyone. It was like, I think introducing PlayStation Online, and it was, the ad was a big writhing mass of flesh with eyeballs and legs and feet and hands and hair and all this shit. Realistic, like Photoshop body parts together, not even drawn, just playing a PlayStation 2. It looked like a Dark Souls enemy. It was disgusting.
The whole idea during that campaign or whatever was shock appeal, obviously.
Absolutely.
Trying to get as many eyes as possible.
Absolutely, for sure.
What is that?
That's an old PSP ad.
Oof.
Yeah, that one's...
that has not aged well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that up on screen for anyone.
That's another classic.
That's
old. That's for the PSP.
Yeah, hang on. I hate it when people show shit on podcasts without explaining what they're looking at and just talk about it as if everyone can see.
Yeah, Kaya,
you explain it. It's a ad for the PlayStation Portable, PSP, which has been discontinued as far as I know. It shows a white lady in a white, completely white costume holding a black lady by her face, basically, like she's is about to beat her. You could not get away with this today.
Those of you listening on audio only, if you just Google PSP white ad, you'll see what we're talking about.
I'll put
a link to it in the description.
Like, this is fair enough if this ad got criticism, because I have no fucking idea what this has to do with the PSP besides that it's white. Like, a white woman is holding a black woman by the throat or by the chin or whatever.
Very,
and it says,
very menacingly as well. It's a very intimidating move. It's not
it
even
really
like central.
It really does just look racist.
I guess it's because they came out with a PlayStation Portable that is white. And I guess that's it.
There are much better ways to convey it, though, than what they currently.
Oh, yeah. Sony advertising has always been batshit insane. They do the weirdest shit.
Oh, holy shit. I can't believe this. Man, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember when, Charlie, remember when we watched X-Men Apocalypse?
Yeah.
And we recorded it, and I lost the recording of it, and it's been buried with the memories of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. When X-Men Apocalypse first came out, they had this poster, this promotional poster of, is his name Apocalypse?
His name's Apocalypse.
Him choking Mystique. They had this promotional poster, and the feminists got all riled up because how dare you show a poster of a man choking a woman? It's basically that poster, except, you know, it's a white woman choking a black woman, and the theme is white choking black, and white is better.
And so also
it's the implication that white is superior. That's the weird thing about it.
The actual fucking slogan is, look out, here comes white, which is better than black. Very, very tone deaf.
Yeah, that is not good.
Japanese company. Oh, yeah.
It's Japanese company, and I believe the ads were in Sweden.
Right.
Is white, so no one would care.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Also not true. Was that a thing in Sweden and in Scandinavia where they would literally have booths where you could meet a black person?
What?
I forgot who told me that. I think one of my friends... Yeah, one of my friends who went there, he said that they would just, as like a thing, sometimes black dudes would just stand outside the mall and be like, hi, how you doing? Would you care to meet me? Because it was such an oddity there. Because the population is
so weird. I don't know about Sweden, but I dated someone from Denmark who actually lived in Denmark at the time, and I've never heard anything like that. So,
okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, black people in Europe are rarer than America, but this ad is
uncommon.
It's uncomfortable nonetheless.
Oh, there's nothing. There is nothing right with the ad. I'm not trying to in any way defend
it. Andrew, stop trying to red pill us about the PSP ad, please.
Look. Let me. I got the list of why I love white people here, and I'm going to start reading it if you don't stop.
Yeah, Andrew's just going like, oh, you know, 13% of PSPs are black, but they're 50%
of
all the defunct.
100% of the hardware failures.
Oh, look.
All I'm saying is it doesn't scale linearly.
I think we all five of us agree that this is a very poor taste ad that just...
I love how she also... So the white lady in this ad has an upside down crucifix, like she's part of the clan or something, too.
Isn't that the satanic
symbol? She does have an upside down cross.
Yeah, I mean,
and
satanic,
the whitest hairstyle imaginable. Wow.
Oh my god.
It's edgy for the sake of edginess, like she's a white Satanist or something and she's...
Yeah.
Well, that's like what I was saying. That's all of the Sony ads during that campaign were just edgy for the sake of being edgy, basically. Attention grabbing.
I guess, but this wasn't even that long ago. I'm on the PSB Wikipedia right now and it says, an ice white version was released on July 20th, 2012. So...
2012 in this flu. I didn't hear about this at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like 6 years ago. I'm retarded. Yeah, seven years ago.
I'm so glad we opened this can of worms. I keep forgetting about it. How just batshit insane video game advertising was from the late 90s and early 2000s. There's an ad. I'll even post a picture of it, but this one's easy to describe. It's an ad for, I believe, the Nintendo 64. And the entire ad, the entire ad is a hot dog, and it just says B1.
What the fuck?
And that's the whole ad. That's it.
Be what?
Be a hot dog, obviously.
It's not even in a bun. Be a winner.
There was just this period.
Be a winner.
Wait, you'd be okay with it if it was in a bun?
I guess.
That's where the ad becomes good.
Because there were so many fucking ads back in the day, especially in gaming magazines, that were just absolute complete fucking absurdity and nonsense and had nothing to do with the game. Oh, there's such a good... If you go out there and look up just like gaming magazine ads, there's such a treasure trove of absolute insanity that you can look at. I love this shit.
I can't... Shit. So the font is very small, so I had to... it says, like, introducing Cruises World on Nintendo 64, 60 neurotic cars, exotic cars, I'm sorry. 60
neurotic cars? Finally! they didn't get the furry audience, but they got a new one entirely.
You guys aware of the dragons fucking cars thing? That's a tangent,
oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
15 countries to race them through and enough tricks to turn anybody into a hot dog.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I thought it was just a bad pun about be a wiener, like be a winner.
Yeah, do they mean a hot dog, like a fast racer? Oh. That's such a stretch.
It's a slang term.
I thought maybe it's like self-aware, like, hey, you play video games and it's the whole community is meant, so join the sausage fest.
No, I thought it was like self-deprecating, like, hey, be a wiener, because only wieners play in 64. Be a wiener.
What? I thought it was Avery's thing where it's like wiener equals like winner. Like it was just a bad word pun.
Yeah, I'm even looking at slang terms for hot dog to see any of them that relate to
hot dog is it was in Rocket Power. That was like a common term that they'd use occasionally. Hot dog in it, like squids hot dog in it.
Yeah, but that's not what that means. They're saying to be a hot dog, that implies a noun. You're saying hot dogging, which is a verb.
We're actually about to have a semantic discussion about the application of the word hot dog in this advertisement versus in Rocket Power.
We take grammar very seriously here, Avery.
Okay, understood.
I think that really is all it was trying to convey, is that you can be as hot as this dog by getting a Nintendo 64 or some dumb
But it's not
shit.
Even for the N64, it's for a specific game.
I guess that's a good point. I don't fucking know.
I think it's exactly. It's a shitty ad.
Well, it says there, get N64 or get out. So it's kind of for the N64.
Oh, I didn't even look at the games. This is Cruisin' World. I used to play the shit out of this, so I guess I was a wiener or whatever.
Yeah, We were both wieners. I played Cruisin' USA, and I loved the theme song where they would scream at you.
Cruisin' World was classic.
Yeah, they were in your. It was in arcades too. But you know how I start looking not like a wiener and actually start dressing like a very successful, handsome man? Through the use of movement watches. Now, you've heard us talk about those broke college kids who knew that dressing well leads to success, but buying a nice-looking watch was just way too expensive. So they changed things up to bring you quality products without breaking your bank. I'm going to let you all in on a little secret. This is an actual real fact. I'm not bullshitting you. I have 5 movement watches. 5. Because to me, they are so stylish, so easy to wear, it looks so nice, and they're affordable as hell. Because if you want a movement watch, you can get one for just $95. Whereas if you get them at a big brand box store or the jewelry department or any of that, $400 to $500 for the same exact thing. Don't even bother. Be like all of us. I believe the rest of us also have movement watches, and they feature a clean design, a minimal, high quality product. There have sold over 2 million watches to date. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and returns by going to mvmt.com/official. You can see why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. And that's only if you go to mvmt.com/Charlie.
Official.
Join the movement.
Be a wiener.
Be a wiener, get a watch. Or a winner, I guess. Be a winner, get your watch. Anyway, moving on. Avery.
Hi.
What do you hate about what you do?
Fuck. Hang on.
Nothing.
Well, that's a good sign.
That's definitely not true, but you've just put me on the spot.
He hates how you put him on the spot, Andrew.
Yeah, sure. Fuck. I don't really know. It's a pretty good deal, I'll be honest.
Do you get much hate for the whole owl persona? Like, is that something that a lot of people direct your way?
It depends. It depends on like the circles. People who think I'm trying to take myself very seriously tend to not like the owl thing. But like in retrospect, the whole idea with the owl thing was that I wanted people to understand that I wasn't trying to take myself seriously. But with the way that a lot of stuff on the internet is, and people who speak through animal personas, I can see how it doesn't really read to a lot of people.
Because you were telling me that there's a whole bunch of like animal picture wearing YouTubers.
Yeah, I was complaining about it specifically.
Like, seeped into what was it, the political rants and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm very
concerned. Is this a genre? I don't know.
It
about.
Is sort of. I tend to stay away from it because it's not something that
I'm
into.
Are you talking the guys like the Black Crow or whatever his name is in that shit?
I don't know who that is.
This is a Marvel show?
No, he's one of those guys. Look, so we all know about like
what the fuck is
a
that
drug
guy?
Dealer or some shit.
We know, everyone knows about the big political or I guess politically charged YouTubers out there like Mr. Medicare and all those. And then there's like those spin-off people.
Black Pigeon Speaks, is that who you're talking
that's
about?
That's the one, the Black Pigeon
that guy's
Speaks.
Insane. That guy's nuts.
That's what I'm talking about. Those like
that's not
there's
that's
like
not
this
the
group
same
of
thing at all.
It's not.
Your
it's
name
not,
isn't.
No, it's not.
White
what I'm
Owl
talking about,
Speaks.
No. Then I'm misinterpreting. Well, I thought you were talking about those
that's
people who
joke,
they hide behind. They hide behind a symbol, and they're all like, "This is why I hate black people." But then, like, they feel okay talking about it because they're like, "This is the rainbow gecko talking, not me."
I mean, like,
I'm talking about those guys.
That sounds like an exaggeration, but that's actually what Black Pigeon Speaks is like. That dude's crazy.
That's I'm not making a joke. Literally, they go on YouTube and they go, "Listen, man, I got to be honest. This is how I feel. I think women shouldn't have rights. They shouldn't be allowed to drive. Take away the right to vote." But then they pause and they're all like, "But then again, I'm just the whopping flamingo, and you know, that's my opinion." Like they think by having a new identity, they just get complete disconnection from their opinions.
I'm torn on that. I like that people can still be anonymous on the internet, so they can say whatever the hell they want. Since that is. Yeah, say it's just words. Say I'm a free speech fetishist. That's good. But then, I don't know, the people who use their real names and their real faces, they also sometimes don't make sense. It's a weird thing on YouTube, right? Where these guys hiding behind an alias, they love talking so much fucking smack, and then there's nothing behind it. It's always hiding behind like a pigeon persona, which is kind of a weird thing to like as pigeons. I guess they're cute, but aren't pigeons known to carry lots of diseases?
Yeah,
and they're dumb as fuck as well, aren't they?
I'm very
they're rats with wings.
Yeah,
that's basically
They aren't dumb. Aren't pigeons what people use to carry messages?
They used to be carrier pigeons, but those are extinct.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Who delivers that mail then?
The pigeons, the common pigeons that you see, the ones that fuck about in New York, are just giant dumbass rats that can barely even fly.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pigeons fucking blow. No offense, Avery.
What?
I don't know if I'm insulting your cousin here or something.
No, you're totally fine. No, I'm obviously pro anonymity and all that and free speech and everything. But there's that whole thing where a lot of people think that freedom of speech is freedom from consequence, and that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. So let's tie it back a bit then to kind of what I was trying to get at earlier with your whole persona and the air that you give and obviously the audience you attract, whether you want to or not. Is there anything specific that comes from that that most people might not know? Or is there like a sect where you get to see this other dark underbelly that a lot of people don't have to deal with?
What?
What does that mean?
What the fuck are you asking?
I have no fucking
right
idea
now.
What that means.
Is there like an anime avatar Discord you're a member of, Avery?
What I'm basically saying is you obviously attract a lot of furries. Is there anything that goes into having... I'm not making a joke. That's a real fact.
That is a real thing. Yeah.
He attracts a lot of furries. Is there anything that goes into having a furry audience that most people might not know about or something they don't see? Do people send you like specifically weird shit that other YouTubers don't do?
Where's the furry Illuminati located?
Not really. I mean, the thing about that is I don't know, because I've always had that audience, so I don't know what it's like to not really. So
that's fair.
I don't think so. People are generally very, very respectful. I feel like in my experience, at least, and I know this doesn't fucking apply to everyone, and I know that for a fact because I do know I'm friends with a lot of furry artists and stuff now. But in my experience, they've been generally a lot more respectful than the standard tennis normie audience, as I like to call them. Just people, their avatars of them playing tennis or some shit.
Who is that?
Is that a thing?
It's just a term that I made up at one point that I've just stuck with, which is it's just separated into the like furries and then like normies. And then there's like the tennis normies, which is like a sect of normie beyond normie, where their avatar is them like in their fucking tennis outfit playing tennis or some shit. Mm. It doesn't make a lot of sense and I can't explain it.
Well, to shift gears then, I'll throw you a line. Let's shit on Blizzard.
Oh, I can do that.
What'd they do now?
Well, geez, would you like to start, Avery?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of shit that's happened in the past like couple of months, like them not paying their employees properly. That's the one that pisses me off the most.
Is that their support system? Their support like
no.
Customers?
Oh, do you guys not know about this?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, so this came out.
Go ahead.
No, sorry.
We've talked about it before, but we mentioned like Diablo. We mentioned a couple other things, but I don't think we ever talked about the lack of pay.
Oh yeah, so this came out fairly recently, or like a few months ago. I forget the specifics of when this stuff all came out and came to a head, but it came out that Blizzard pays all of their developers, or not all of them, the leads and stuff who are like who have like tenure and shit. Most of the developers at Blizzard get paid substantially lower than the average for a AAA studio, and the reasoning specifically for that is the fact that the like CEOs and the people at the president and all that stuff, they all know that working at Blizzard is a dream job if you're a game developer.
Oh, fuck
so
that
they can
shit.
Get away. They can get away with paying you less because they know that you won't want to quit because of the prestige of working at Blizzard.
Oh, that's so stupid.
That's incredibly scummy. That's paying an exposure.
Honestly, if I was working at Blizzard, I wouldn't even want to get paid just because of the exposure. Like, getting paid an exposure is so much better.
What exposure?
Getting paid an exposure, that's all you ever want. Kids, if you're out there making a deal and someone says, we can't afford to pay you yet, but we'll give you tons of exposure, you sign immediately. All the opportunities.
See, that's why it's such an issue, though. There's so many artists trying to, like, or, like, programmers, because it's such a saturated market, they're trying to make their break into the industry. So if they got offered a job that doesn't pay at Blizzard, they'd probably take it for the exposure, right? But that's still predatory. Predatory. Jesus, how do you say that?
No, it's not even just for the exposure, because it's a prestigious company. If you can get a job at Blizzard, you can get a job at a studio that pays you much better. It's specifically the fact that they know that the people working there now and the people applying for jobs are the people who grew up on Blizzard's games back when Blizzard was, like, it. So they know that those specific people are going to be more willing to take shitty pay in order to.
It's so malicious. In order, though. I hate that kind of.
Oh yeah, no, it's awful.
Like I said, man, you can get so much further on exposure than Money Jackson. You have no idea, bro. I'd rather work for free just for the exposure.
Yeah, that's because you have a comfy situation right now.
Jesus, I'm kidding, Jackson. Jesus Christ.
Jackson, Jackson, do you not realize he's 100% right? Look at where this podcast got because of Charlie's exposure. That's right. You shut your goddamn mouth.
Jackson, you're living off of Charlie's exposure. That's how powerful it is.
It's not the same, though, when people usually
make
fun
of... I'm cutting your pay, Jackson.
No, it's not the same at all. I'm fucking kidding,
I'm cutting your pay.
Exposure is horrible.
Wait, if your payment is an exposure, what is cutting his pay? Is it just like removing
a letter
from his name
every
time it's said?
I'm taking out one of his sentences.
So that people have a harder time finding out who he is.
You're going to make me edit out my own sentences, you prick?
Well, people have a problem with the word exposure because usually it's used by assholes who don't want to pay for a commission. If you commission an artist, you'll just say, hey, draw me in this style, in your style, and I'll retweet it and you'll get some exposure rather than I'll pay you the $50 that it usually would take to, you know, for you to draw this. That's why people don't like the word exposure. But Blizzard is an actual company. They have money. Enough money to pay their artists a fair share. So do we know how much the less they get? Is it egregious or is it like just a small?
It's pretty substantial. Yeah. I don't remember the exact figure, but I know one of the stories that came out of it was that a lot of Blizzard developers actually wind up getting apartments together where they have like five people in like a three person apartment because they can't afford better than that.
Where is Blizzard located?
Close enough to the offices. Hang on. I don't actually remember.
It has to be in
head.
California, right?
I think it's Seattle.
I think so. Bungie is
in Seattle. Yeah, I know that. Well, they were in Seattle for a while. I think they moved in there. Or did they move to Seattle?
Activision kicked them out of Seattle.
Irvine in SoCal. They're in SoCal, yeah.
So that would be pretty expensive, as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, does Blizzard make up for the lack of pay in company benefits or anything like that?
They give them free loot boxes, I bet.
I don't think so. No. I'm getting sad.
Did you guys hear
it? No, yeah.
Blizzard is, I don't know if they went through with it, but they were toying with the idea of having to link all of your social media accounts to your Blizzard account so they could peruse your shit to make sure you weren't toxic. Mm. You guys remember
that?
They
did go through with that, didn't they, for a second, but then the backlash was so severe they retconned it out of their law.
Mm. What?
I don't know about that. I just know that they were toying with the idea of linking like your Twitch account and history so that way they could make sure you weren't an asshole or something.
Streamer thing where they were talking about banning streamers from their games if those streamers have bad chats.
The general public.
Yeah,
it was the general
public.
To play
competitive Overwatch, you'd have to link your Twitch account so that way they could check on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Weird. Like a streamer couldn't. No, sorry, that's not what I'm saying. At some point, I saw a piece of news where if you're a streamer and you're streaming one of their games and somebody in your chat says something mean, you can get banned. You can have your Blizzard accounts banned.
They were probably toying with the idea of both of them because Overwatch has such a reputation for being such a toxic community.
Oh, boo-hoo.
They've tried to, any multiplayer game similar.
I think Overwatch is, I was just going to say, I think Overwatch is particularly bad because it doesn't give everyone any information. Like, information is not shared with your team about how you're doing. So you can be doing incredibly well, and your team will still be blaming you because they don't know. They can't see what you're doing.
Oh, that's an interesting proposition right there. Just make it like a leaderboard, almost like League, where you can tab out and see how everyone's actually doing.
Yeah.
Wait, leaderboards in games?
Every other
what?
Game.
The developers aren't getting paid enough for that technology. What the hell are you on about?
They also banned 18,000 accounts and then posted each account on a wall of shame.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
what does Blizzard even have now?
Overwatch.
Like, really?
Overwatch. That's it, right?
Oh, I mean, but the shine has come off Overwatch, I think. I don't see people saying very many nice things about Overwatch at this
World
point.
World of Warcraft numbers are dwindling. I know that much.
Oh, yeah, because the new update, the new expansion they released apparently, like, ruined it outright.
Oh, that's good. The sooner Bungie Blizzard goes down, I think the better for all of gaming.
I don't fully disagree, because the Blizzard that made the games that they're beloved for is dead and has been for a while.
As soon as they've partnered with Acti.
Well, yeah, it's not even a partnership. It's a merger. They're the same company.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
I don't know. I think that's nonsense. Avery, don't you have a phone?
That is true. It's dead right now, but I do own one.
You're going to have to get that shit repaired for the Diablo Immortal drop. You might want to get like a burner phone just for Diablo.
A cheap, shitty Huawei phone or whatever the company is that spies on U.S. citizens. They had their CEO arrested in Canada for spying on people.
Excuse me?
Wait, yeah, you what? Don't know this? Shit.
No, I don't know what about this.
This company makes really cheap Android phones. It's called Huawei or something, and they had their CEO arrested in Canada because they were putting Chinese spyware on U.S. phones.
Like, hard embedded into the phone?
Yeah, I guess so. Hang on.
Wow.
What is
Windows
here,
is,
yeah.
Like, built in.
This is from CNN.com. What is Huawei, and why the arrest of its CFO matters?
That sounds like a fucking clickbait YouTube video.
Really? It sounds like the whole company is a fucking... It sounds like the company's a fucking clickbait scam.
Well, this is from the Economic Times. I don't know if that's the reputable thing, but Huawei's founder's daughter and company CFO Meng Wanzhou arrested in Canada. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they just... They're suspected of... Basically, the whole company is suspected of being a spy company. So they sell phones to U.S. citizens very cheaply, these Android phones. And, you know, they just, I guess they record your phone calls or something.
Andrew, you own a Chinese-made knockoff brand iPod, don't you?
No.
The Fio? Is that
what it is? No, it's not a Chinese knockoff at all.
You might want to look into that, Andrew.
And even then, I haven't used the Fio in like a year.
That's so insulting.
I got rid of that thing a long time ago.
I think they didn't get all your personal info yet.
It's just a small... It was a smaller electronics company, but they make speakers and all a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, and spyware and viruses and shit.
All things that have audio. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it was an Android base. It wasn't ever trying to be like Apple.
What?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Chang Hong does not win. But no, I have a Astell and Kern now, which is like a South Korean uppity audio brand. I bought really obscure audio products.
It sounds like a Chinese spell. What is it called?
Astell and Kern.
All right.
Astell and
Kern. What do you get these things from?
Yeah. I do a lot of Googling.
What, the most obscure thing
I
can buy?
What?
What is the world's most least popular brand?
What are you Googling?
Yeah, what
the fuck? Like, you're not sure if you're using a fucking word correctly, you Google it, and then 5 minutes later you bought speakers from Shanghai? What is this? What are you talking about?
Let me tell you something.
Jesus, do we just order Amazon by the cheapest product?
They're not cheap, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
You're paying a premium to get spied on.
It sounds like a fucking lawyer's office, like Amazon's and Burns. What is this? What are you buying?
Let me tell you something, though. I would much rather have it every single time over an iPod, because Apple products have shit sound quality.
Oh, they don't spy on you.
How does a thing with no internet or phone signal spy on you?
You tell me.
Battery backup.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Might have secret internet.
It's picked up by an agent.
That's right. Yeah. He physically picks up the device and leaves my apartment.
Yeah. It's like the tooth fairy comes in and extracts the information, then puts it back under your pillow.
That's why my mailman insisted he drop my package off on my table. It makes total sense. You know what else makes total sense? Using Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission free. They will teach you how to learn by doing, which will let you learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. It'll help you discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds. You can get custom notifications for price movements, so you will never miss the right time to invest. It's easy to use, has easy to understand charts and market data, and gives you a place to trade in just four taps on your smartphone. All of us boys here use Robinhood for our investing needs. We all have accounts. We all be sure to check it every now and then because we all believe that Robinhood is the easiest and simplest way to do so. If you want to get started on your investing adventure, you can give Robinhood a shot because Robinhood is going to give our listeners a free stock in companies such as Apple, Ford, Sprint to help you build your portfolio. You can sign up at official.robinhood.com. That's official.robinhood.com. Jackson, why don't you in one sentence tell the viewers at home why you love Robinhood?
Robinhood has a great user interface that makes it very simple and easy to see how your stock is doing.
Apple, you know, the company that's been recently valued as the highest valued company in the on the planet at $1 trillion, I think it was. What was it?
It's very, very ludicrous. Record. Yeah.
That still not as much as exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 7 billion people on the planet. That's your cap on exposure.
There you go.
Yeah.
One exposure each.
My exposure dollars.
Well, you can measure exposure by everyone you've been exposed to's net worth, so it's through the fucking ceiling.
But exposure is only useful if you're getting money from it.
Yeah.
So that's money is still the principal.
Which means it's worthless.
That's not true. Exposure dollars. Exposure dollars are the new Bitcoin. It's coming.
Yeah, everybody make art for us for exposure. We'll mention you on the podcast.
You can put that in your exposure portfolio.
So I was going to ask Andrew you more about your fucking Nelson and Murdoch lawyer's office iPod or whatever the hell the knockoff
sure.
is. Where do you find these things?
Can you say the name of the company again?
What?
What's the name of it again?
Estelle and Kern.
That sounds like a fucking Star Wars character's name.
Yeah,
Estelle and Kern.
I would love to have a Star
does,
Wars
yeah.
character name.
Sounds like a Fantastic Beasts wizard.
So I'm an audiophile in that I get really grumpy if my shit is low quality for putting out music, and iPods are just absolute fucking garbage when it comes to audio output. The music sounds like shit and it's terrible, and I've had an iPod, a bunch of iPods, and I hated all of them. So eventually I sat down and went, I want an iPod but Android base, because I just figured that would be easier to fuck with and this and that. Turns out, since most people these days just play music from their phones and from streaming, no one fucking buys these things anymore. So I gotta do Googling and find like overseas sellers like in South Korea and Japan that still make them. And that's
so
how I find them.
Why don't you just play them on your phone?
Because I don't want to do Bluetooth. I want an aux hookup, and my phone doesn't do aux, and also my phone can't hold all the music I have. Not enough memory.
Alright.
Yeah. I basically just want an iPod, but I wanted Android, so I have to get down and dirty in backwater tech stores to find people to make it. What's that?
With your sleaze bagging O iPod?
Yeah, with my Star Slashleton.
That's a fucking
and the galaxy of audio.
Dark web shit right there.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I don't know. But the main thing is I want an iPod. I don't want an Apple product. So I had to meet in the middle.
I don't want a Spotify account. So I made a deal with the Chinese.
You know, actually, speaking on that, recently I finally think I'm going to buckle down and just start doing Spotify, because my biggest thing was they're not going to have what I want. And it turns out they have what I want on it.
Spotify has everything.
They
dude.
Do.
Spotify's great.
I was blown the fuck away, because I'm so used to like iTunes and Amazon Music, where it's like, hey, you know that vaguely popular band you like? Yeah, we don't have it. Sorry. But Spotify's got fucking everything now. I think I'm finally going to bite the bullet.
Spotify has the official podcast. I was surprised to find out myself, but I like it.
That's all right. Overstate its welcome. So anyway, Avery.
Hello.
When I was just looking over your channel the other day, I often do that. I go to your channel and just look over it. I noticed most of your videos are at least like 30 minutes long. And it really, you know, got me thinking about just how much YouTube has changed recently. I've noticed that the average YouTube video is now like over 30 minutes long. So do you masturbate?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Constantly.
Well, tell us about it. Well,
are there any good stories regarding your masturbation, perhaps?
Oh, fuck. God, I feel like my brain has probably, like, deleted them for my own sake a few times.
What do you do? Yeah, like, jerking off over a homeless dead man or something.
fuck. Hang on. Masturbation stories. I listened to your podcast before I came on. I should have known this was coming. Fuck.
It's a staple. You gotta be prepared for that one.
Not really, no.
We get this so much. Every guest we have says that they know that we ask masturbation questions, and then when it comes time to jump in the arena of masturbation, they chicken out, Avery.
I'm not chickening out, I just don't really have a story.
I can't even remember off the top of my head the last guest we had on that actually told a masturbation story.
Jerked off in the woods one time.
All of them keep...
That's the weirdest it's ever been.
Okay, that's a good one. Were you on a camping trip or just needed a new location to jack off?
I don't live near any woods. I was on a camping trip.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, no, I was just in the woods. I was camping and I went out on a hike one time and I was just like, man, I haven't jacked off in like 23 minutes. So I just found myself a little secluded spot and I jerked off.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's wholesome peaceful. At least.
Yeah, it was very nice. I felt at one with nature.
I feel like it would attract bears.
That's the idea.
Smell the cum.
Hey, what?
I'm all about bears, the good kind and the great kind.
I wonder what animals would be attracted by jacking off.
Like the official podcast.
No, but I just mean like if you're like flapping it back and forth, do you think like a wolf pack is going to come out? Do you think like bears actually would be into that? Like what animals?
Not particularly.
None? You don't think any animals would be all like sensing
the
musk?
Do I think that any animals are really on board with human semen? Not particularly, no. You got something you want to talk to us about, man?
I don't know, man. I was on those backwater Chinese websites and one thing led
to
another.
Listen, I did some Googling.
I found more than audio equipment over there.
You did want to fuck Judy Hopps. I'm not going to let you forget about that.
Whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean did? I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That my never changed.
Do you not, Jesse?
Knuckles up top, baby. Let's get lit.
I feel like not wanting to fuck Judy Hopps says a lot more about you than wanting to fuck Judy Hopps does.
Exactly. It's more normal than the opposite.
I mean, I'm not someone you want to be going to bat for you on that, though, in fairness.
Why not?
Come on. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, but why not?
That's a real... Okay. You won me back.
You've got a friend in him now.
Persuasive argument.
You can't beat Andrew in the Thunderdome like that.
So, Avery, what are your things coming up that you really want to talk about?
Oh, God, things coming up. I'm just working on videos. Current one right now I'm working on is a best games of the year thing.
Oh! And, spoil it. Spoil it for us right now.
I'm not spoiling it. Fuck you. You're not that important.
Oh.
Ooh, take that, Andrew.
Damn.
No, I just don't fucking share anything about my videos until they're coming out because I'm weird. It's just best games of the year video that I'm working on, which is mostly an excuse for me to sit down and play a bunch of really good games because I haven't done that in a long time.
But you've been playing bad games to review them or dismantle them.
A lot of that, or not even all the time bad, just frustrating. But after that, I've got a video I want to work on for April Fool's. I got a sequel to a really old video I did that's not a review that I want to work on. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it in your mindset to eventually move out from doing just reviews or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
or essays on games? So what would you branch out into?
I don't fucking know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I know that I don't just want to be doing reviews because I find it really draining a lot of the time. But the I don't really know what specifically I would want to do. I want to do something. I really like writing dialogue and I like writing scripted shit, but I don't really have an excuse to do that on my channel.
Well, lucky for you, Charlie and I are actually working on a show and you can work for us for exposure.
Mm. Oh, really? Great.
Yeah.
Is this Hard Turbo?
It is. Tell him, Charlie. We will pay you fucking nothing, Avery, but
good shit.
You can be in the credits.
The best offer. Well,
this extends far beyond you, Avery. Anyone listening, we will pay you in EXD exposure dollars to make some art for us as we pitch it to Netflix. But, any art at all.
Yeah, any art at all, but just don't be mad if it if it looks like shit.
Yeah, we won't tell you if it's bad. We just simply won't use it, and you won't get your EXDs.
And we won't even tell you that we didn't use it. It just will not happen. You will sit in the dark wondering for days.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you.
Well, actually, to be a little even more upfront, I don't even think you'll get a single EXD from this because it's just a private pitch. we'll say thank you. Yeah.
You can tell the Netflix executives who created each art piece.
This one comes from BearCum45 in the comments section on episode 112 of the podcast.
This lovely crayon drawing here comes from Skizzy Jizzman, and let me tell you right there, he really captured the semen coming from Hard Turbo's mouth.
Yeah, this one in colored pencil was done by the son of someone in the comments.
This is my autistic nephew. Thank you, this Netflix one is, executive.
Not even relevant.
Yeah, bow and then dab out of the room.
What kind of show is it? If you can share that,
are you trying to get in on the secrets?
I don't know, man. What's your game of the year?
I wouldn't even tell you about my top 10 video games in that video.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah, this is their money making scheme.
It's not a money making scheme. Just because I'm willing to sell out for literally anything doesn't mean it's a scheme.
Kai and I, we've written out, a bunch of shit about it exactly how, ideally we'd want it to be. But the second they're, if they do say yes, the second they're like, we're going to change this into being a child-friendly show about talking animals, we just say yeah.
I don't give a fuck as long as the paycheck is big enough. I don't give a shit. LGBT dragons, okay. I don't care.
You want Hard Turbo to be more about cars and old men? You know what? Fuck it, Netflix, okay. I'm about it.
So you have no artistic integrity. Fuck, you don't have a story specifically that you want to tell.
No, are you fucking kidding me, Jackson?
Barry,
Jackson, these are fucking creators on the internet. What are you looking for?
No, I have integrity, but not about Hard Turbo. I will bury this fucker in a grave and piss on it and dance on it if they pay me enough. I don't care.
It's not exactly super married to it. It's just it's a really awesome idea for a show that is, it's gotten us to the last stage of potentially getting on Netflix. Not true. But if they want to change, potentially, if they want to change that shit, I think we're both okay with it.
I don't care if they want to cancel it after the second season, like every Marvel show, I'm fine with that. I'll give them whatever the fuck they want, as long as the paycheck clears.
I don't care about the paycheck. I just want to have something on Netflix. I think the exposure dollars of that is through the exposure. Fucking roof.
No, I want the check to clear.
I'll take the EXD on that
I'll take the US dollars.
There's a disagreement. Business disagreement. Yeah,
creative differences. What do we want to be paid in?
Fuck you, Kaya. You keep the money. Okay. I want the EXD. No, fuck you, Charlie. You keep the money. I want
I'm down for that. Erase my name from the credits, but I get all the money. Oh, no.
Kaya, you're living in the fucking past, man.
Yeah, the EXD's on the rise.
Isn't that what Ghost Riders do? So would you guys be willing to do that? Because I would totally be. I know that is a prominent thing in the music industry where a ghostwriter writes all the music for these, fucking bitches like Ariana Grande, who hasn't sat on my face yet, fucking bitch. But they get all the money. The ghostwriters who write for these people, but they don't get any of the...
They don't get all the money. They get some money.
Yeah, so Avery, would you want to be able to, say, write songs for prominent people in Hollywood, but nobody is ever going to know your name for it? You're never going to get the credit.
Fuck no, I'm way too proud for that.
Oh, really?
But, oh, yeah.
Okay, no, how much money would it take? That.
What? How much money would it take?
Yeah, everyone has a price. How much, Avery?
I don't know, dude. It would have to be a lot. I'm a, like a weird... autistic level of pride and my dumbass shit.
Tell me a price.
I don't have one, dude. I mean, everyone's got a price, but no one would ever be willing to pay it because I'm not good at writing music.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that pretty recently. If I had like a shitload of money, one of the things I'd really want to do is hire Max Martin to make me a number one hit.
Who?
God, that'd be fucking who? Max yeah, Martin. He's the guy who writes. He writes every number one song in the Billboard charts for all the main pop artists.
Well, why have I never heard his name before?
Because he's writing music for other people.
Ghostwriter.
It's a conversation we were literally just having.
I feel like okay, if there was a man who was number one on every top Billboard song.
Yeah, no, Charlie is dating himself. This guy apparently has written for Britney Spears, the Backstreet Boys, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Taylor Swift. Like, Charlie, none of these guys are the floss kid. Just
literally
right?
Who's. Like,
you're dating well, yourself I mean, hardcore here.
Well, he's the only one I know of that like has engineered it. He writes Ariana Grande's songs.
Ooh. I'd still want her ass on my face, not his.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Let me reverse the question.
He writes Timberlake's songs.
Would you be... Avery, would you pay for somebody to write music for you if it made you famous and popular and
no, cause I,
loved?
I know it's not a fun answer, but I don't give a shit about any of that. I just want to write shit.
I don't know. I feel like if I was Notch, I'd write whatever the fuck it takes to get Ariana to just sit on me.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I don't know if Max Martin can do that for you, but I wish you Godspeed in your fantasy.
Yeah, best of luck, man.
It always comes back to Ariana sitting in your face every conversation we have.
I mean, I won't do it, but somebody's got to. So power to you, man.
There she's got to.
God's fighting the good fight out here. She just released a new music video for Seven Rings. Have you heard it?
No.
Is
it her sitting on me?
No. But she does sit. Like,
I feel like if you're going to, if that's your end goal, I feel like you need a plan and you got to do research. You got to figure this shit out.
Yeah, no shit, Avery. Thanks.
Excuse me? What?
What if she becomes an avid fan of Hard Turbo?
Ooh, yeah. What if she tunes in every Tuesday to Netflix?
Oh, but your name's not on it.
Yeah, you traded that for money.
Yeah,
it was a verbal contract. Now she's going to sit on Charlie's face instead, and you're going to be left with the money.
My exposure dollars finally
That's what will finally shut down the official podcast, that beat.
Yeah.
Well, your exposure dollars will be worthless. She might not like you just because of that. She might like my face.
But you're not involved.
Yeah, but she won't know your face is associated with Hard Turbo,
You're
exactly.
not part of the conversation.
More importantly, you might not like her, Charlie, because I know that you and I disagree on cute girls. I remember, I don't know what episode this was. This was early on in the podcast. Like somewhere between episode 10 and 30, you said that you disagree with the type of girls I'm into. And I was really offended by that, even though I didn't say anything, but I wasn't going to call you out to a speed run of bloody boobs.
What?
Bloody boobs on Steam. It's a shitty, I don't know, hentai game, I guess. Yeah, I was gonna challenge Charlie to it, but
was this the time when Charlie admitted that he's like what he looks for in a woman is big noses?
No, I never said that.
Well,
Andrew said that.
He didn't say that, but Andrew and his own girlfriend, they confirmed it's true.
Yeah, it's
but Ariana Grande has is her nose
I don't know what she looks like. I'm actually looking that up right now. No, her nose is quite small.
Oh, yeah. She's got a regular, normal nose.
Fucking idiot. Get a bigger nose.
Yeah. Get a fucking boxer's nose.
She's not sitting on anybody's face now.
Yeah, then you can talk to me and ask about my EXDs.
Yeah, get John Bernthal's nose. The fucking Punisher nose.
Yeah, John Bernthal can catch this with the EXD.
Honestly, he can sit on my face, too.
Why don't you sit on his face? Why don't you be a gentleman?
That's fine, too.
Oh, you know, yeah, you wouldn't want Bernthal's face ass on your face, dude. He'd fucking punish you.
Dude,
that would be your punishment.
Either is fine.
That guy's so fucking cool, man. Even in The Walking Dead, he was super
fucking
cool.
He's goddamn, I hate just, he's so cool. It's not fair. Goddamn it. Why wasn't I born with that sort of badassness? It ain't fair.
It's just like a aura around him of just badassery. He's just like an intimidating presence.
John, I'm calling you out. Come on the podcast to defend yourself for being too cool.
He doesn't care about us.
Yeah, come chat on us. I like to imagine he just got like a sound bite of that right there. He's like, these fucking guys think I won't do it. These fucking pussies think I won't go on there.
I challenge John Bernthal to fight Kaya specifically.
Hell yeah.
No! Oh, baby.
You're a pussy. That's like, you don't do it, John.
He's the pussy.
You can't handle the Turkish Warhammer.
No, he'd fuck me up.
That's great content, though. So much EXD.
Oh, it's that. Oh, too much. Exposure, yeah. Where all of the media would be plastered with my fucked up face.
John Bernthal beats Turkish child senseless.
A grim reminder to America to not fuck with Bernthal.
Half dead. Oh, Jesus, no. Just come on our show to, you know, talk. You know, just shoot the shit, John, please.
Please, he's Turkish. Show him mercy. He got a book about autism for Christmas or something.
Yeah, wait, that what? Too. Jesus.
He needs some good news.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, well, to keep it short, Avery, all I got for Christmas in the past, you know, it's not just Christmas. Like, literally the only present I've gotten in the last 3 years, Avery, is a book about autism because my sister thinks I'm autistic.
Wow.
It wasn't even wrapped, by the way.
You made that same point in the last one about how it wasn't wrapped.
I know, yeah, I'm telling Avery because I don't expect him to sit down and watch.
Not being wrapped is a sign that she might have a point.
Well, no, I'm fixating on it because, like, you can't even care about me that much.
Well, it's because she does care about you, man. She's worried about you.
What, I'm so autistic I can't unwrap a present?
I don't think you're so autistic you can't unwrap her meaning behind it. Listen, I'm damn just saying it. I don't think it's an accident that it was unwrapped. She thought you might hurt yourself.
I don't think it's an accident. It was a book about autism. All right?
Wasn't necessarily subtle.
Yeah. All right. Want to wrap this up, anybody?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
sure. Andrew, do you want to take
sure.
us out?
Sure. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, and thank you for Mr. Avery for coming on the show that people could listen to. Avery, if you want to take this last moment to plug all your stuff, this would be a fantastic time.
Yeah, sure. I'm just, if you want to find my YouTube channel, it's just, I'm Shammy on YouTube. Just search it up and it'll be there. I actually do a podcast with my friends as well. It's called Please Stop Talking. If you just search for that, that'll also be there. It's also the first channel linked in my on my channel in the channel box thing. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's all nonsense. Probably don't do that, but it's at ShammyTV if you want to anyways.
It'll be in the description of this video as well.
Mm-hmm.
Go on down and give him a follow. Yeah.
And thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming on. Thank you, Avery, for coming on. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for following the show and listening to it. If you want to continue to support us and make us bigger than ever, you can go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. You can also check us out on Spotify, iTunes, or anywhere else you want to listen to some audio platforms. I think that's it.
Anything? That is it. Thanks, everyone. Right.
Thank you. And no, goodbye.
You nailed it.
Bye, everyone.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Everyone. Bye.